If visible identification is not possible, the pathologist may be able to take fingerprints from the body, but if decay has set in, things become more complicated.
Marketing, as I'm sure any astute person is aware, is these days much less focused on the selling of actual products than it is on selling to people an idea that they can obtain by purchasing a product. An idea that promises to define both a person's individuality and offer them belonging to a group. In short, an identity. Despite the grandeur of this promise, modern marketing consistently reveals its emptiness through its failure to offer people any insight into themselves or to where and what they belong. Whilst purchasing can provide us a sense of transitory satisfaction by briefly filling the void in our time left by the absence of a meaningful lifestyle, it cannot fulfill the intricate and complex role that a knowledge of our own identities fulfills. All ideology in the modern age has been obsessed with the self and a struggle to understand human identity, particularly the nature of human individuality and what it now means in the midst of a world that all the time becomes more monotonous and impersonal. We can see increasingly all the time that our surroundings and our fellow humans are striving blindly towards a level of uniformity that to all but the coldest and most uncaring of people is frankly frightening. The sight of this compels a frantic and confused desire to escape this threatening trend and assert one's uniqueness and individuality contrary to it. However, most of our efforts to avoid such uniformity only ever push us more towards it, because we seek a sense of identity within the convenient but empty world of marketing. Coupled with the pressure of the crowd majority to conform, and the realization of a growing gulf between ourselves and other human beings, market identities present a medium to assert our uniqueness without, on the surface of it, alienating ourselves from the people around us. The irony of this, however, is the more superficial our understanding of our own selves becomes, the thinner and more worn out our bonds to other people become. And as the idea of what we are becomes more simplistic and more concerned with surface appearance, the closer we bring ourselves to the lowest common denominator, and thus the more uniform we collectively become.
The power. We'll be right back.
As we move further and further away from the natural world, from an environment in which the human faculties are tested at all, we find ourselves isolated from any knowledge of a wider reality. Alone with only the certainty of our own egos, we have raised them up to the highest importance in our considerations and put many hours' effort into contemplating them and trying to express them. However, any real hope of understanding ourselves and our egos is destroyed by our lack of a contextual reality in which to place them. We've removed human life from any setting in which the logical sequence of events that produces our psyches can be viewed and understood. Thus, despite our obsession with ourselves, we cannot come to any deeper knowledge of what makes us what we are. It follows, therefore, that if we are looking to form a sense of who and what we are, we must begin by putting the way we think about ourselves back into a context with reality. This process begins by considering just what links we actually have to things outside of ourselves, and flowers eventually into the realization of the organic unity of the universe. All life and matter are held together by a shared set of forces that keep them in common balance and a unity that ensures the possibility of existence. The more intelligent, religiously minded people will call this cosmic unity God. Once one understands this, it becomes clear that the same principles of organic unity pervade every aspect of our own lives, from our social interactions to our own physical makeup. Thus, the basis of our identities lies within the organic relationships we have with other people, other organisms, and the world and universe about us.
Stand before myself. We'll be right back.
Modern ideal impression of individuality, even before one considers its own failure to attain it, is something of a fallacy. It regards human life erroneously as though it were formed in a vacuum space in which the only differentiation and meaning were brought about by transitory impulses, for which there were no basis other than the subjective, self-referential choices of the individual. Simply, because somebody is an individual, it negates any parallels or relationships that might be drawn between them and any force or entity outside of them and the self-made world inside their own heads, effectively affording them the right to do anything they so choose, without the consequences or the sanity of their decisions being called into question. Since we can reasonably accept that reality does in fact exist, and is fundamentally above the capacity of the individual to choose it and shape it to their liking, the fallacy of this ideal need not be explored further. Unless one understands that a cog forms a component of a machine, what purpose can one say it was created for and serves, save whatever trivial utility one might find for it, though this would not answer the question of its fundamental design? The meaning of anything cannot be understood at all unless it is looked at within a context, the context of human existence being the world and environment we find ourselves in. Identity, then, is a question of place and purpose, and can be understood when we see ourselves as a product of our surroundings, biology, and our interactions with other people. This does not, then, mean that the individual does not exist to any significant degree, but is, like all things, a unit made up of many more units, and forming a part of several larger units. such as the way one can view their family in terms of their immediate family, which forms a part of their extended family, which forms a part of their community, which forms a part of their nation, and so on. Man was not born of his own ego, and neither is ego alone sufficient to explain his place in the world. The problem with modern thought is that it sets up humanity as a source of meaning and understanding where it cannot provide it. To know ourselves, we must know our world. To know that, we must set aside our egos. Once we can sense and understand the world about us and beyond, we will know too the way in which we function, think, and operate, and be aware of our own nature, and how we can live contentedly and harmoniously.